This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. And isn't that music unmistakable? Those are the sounds of the Nutcracker. And it's really hard not to get into the holiday spirit this time of year when you hear that music. And of course, the folks over at Ballet Idaho will once again bring this holiday classic to the stage at Boise's Morrison Center, but with an all-new look this year. Joining us live to talk about this is Ballet Idaho's Artistic Director, Garrett Anderson, along with their Executive Director, Laura Mulkey. Happy holidays and welcome.
Thank you.
You too.
Great
Thanks to for having here. Us.
Okay, so for both of you, the big new thing this year is what you've created. I mean, we're talking an entire new set, new costumes. Why decide to take on this new task?
Well, it was 11 years ago that Peter Anastas succeeded in creating the previous version very quickly. He had just taken over the company, and his first move, which was very strategic, was to create a Nutcracker, and I think he did it in about 6 to 9 months, which is very fast. And it looked great, and it served the company really well for the last 11 years, but it was starting to deteriorate, and it was just time. It was time for a fresh Nutcracker.
And so, Laura, what has kind of changed with it? I mean, you know, because there are families that go to this every year. I mean, this is a tradition. So what can they expect to see that's different this year?
Well, I think new this year, some things that are really exciting, Gemma, are there are some touches on the Nutcracker that are very Idaho and even very Boise. So, for example, the costume designer actually referenced our state flower with the flowers costumes, which is, and I think our state flower is the syringa.
Syringa.
Syringa. Thank you very much. See, I didn't even know what it was until I
didn't even know it until you tried to say it, and then I remember.
Yeah. So patrons who come and see the flowers will actually be seeing a representation of our state flower. And then there's even a reference to Boise's mining history in the hat that the Nutcracker wears. So to me, those are some really special, unique touches that make this not just a Nutcracker, but a Nutcracker that belongs to our community. It's very Boise and very Idaho.
And then, Garrett, let's talk about the set, because you made changes to the set as well.
Right. It's a completely new design. Christopher McCollum, who designed the set, worked with Margaret Mitchell. They're both from Texas, and they worked very closely together to make this design really work. And what I love about Christopher's design is his play with perspective and creating a three-dimensional space with two-dimensional painted sets. So they really kept in keeping with a kind of storybook illustrated look and traditional painted drops, but he creates this incredible depth with the paintwork and with his play with perspective and scale. It's really wonderful.
So you've talked about a couple of things, you know, that are going to be new, but are there other little elements that might be unique or interesting to the set itself? I mean, you've talked, Garrett, about that three-dimensional look, but I mean, other little things maybe that people should be looking for when they see it?
Well, one thing that's really fantastic, and this is not only the costumes and the scenery, but the lighting, which is Raquel Davis. She's a Boise local. She has been on faculty at BSU, and she's done really great work. Especially, I want people to look for the transition scene from the party scene into the battle, into the snow, all of these moments where the magic of the theater really takes hold. And that's always one of my favorite moments, when the story really comes alive.
So how many people had to work on this to, you know, I mean, overhaul the whole production?
Gosh, that's a really great question. I don't know if we have a cumulative total. I mean, I know there were 41 people who worked on the costumes. We were just...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, altogether, do you have an idea, Garrett?
And there are over 200 costumes in the show. There's over 100 children alone in the show. And then the entire company, of course, playing multiple roles. We have 23 company dancers, and each of them play 3 to 5 parts in any given show, and those will be different from one day to the next. So they're very busy.
Can I just say that the fact that you corral 100 children, I don't care that they're dance students and all of that. 100 children. I mean, how? You should just be given an award for that alone.
Well, a lot of people help. We have a great faculty in our academy, and we have a great staff in the company, and everyone is, it's all hands on deck. And these kids are very dedicated, and they're very excited to be in a part of a production this scale. I think this is definitely the largest scale, most elaborate production that Ballet Idaho has ever mounted. So we're really excited to see it open on Thursday.
And that is the thing, I think, with these kiddos, because it's got to be a really big deal to be a part of this, especially when you're unveiling something new. I mean, do you think that they can feel that?
Oh, definitely. Well,
and can I? So an interesting thing that Garrett told me, because I've never danced before, so I didn't know how it is when you have a new production and new costumes. But when I first started, I said, well, how is this going to be having these new costumes? And Garrett said, when you're a dancer and you put on a new costume, suddenly it elevates your whole performance, because you step into it and you realize that it's this brand new creation and you're part of it and you can execute on stage this new vision. So I'm sure for each of the performers who's wearing one of these beautiful new costumes and dancing on this incredible new set under the lights, it's going to be magic for them, just like it is for the audience.
So that's a really good point. I've never thought about that, is that, you know, even though you think, oh, 11 years, it's not that long. But if you are, I mean, if everyone's wearing the same costume for almost for more than a decade.
Yeah.
When you put something new on, I mean, we all feel good in a new outfit, right?
Yeah.
So that is such an interesting way to look at how the performances themselves will be elevated.
Also, when you're trying to portray a character, it's one thing to pretend in a studio and imagine. But when you have the scenery and you have the context that the whole magic of the theater creates, and you put on these amazing clothes, being able to embody that character is so much easier. It's so much more fun. And it is the first time that a lot of these kids perform. And it's just as it's for many of the audience will be the first ballet they see. It's for any dance student, it's the first ballet you perform. Mm-hmm. So I remember seeing my first Nutcracker. I remember dancing in my first Nutcracker. And it was almost like you would be depressed when the Nutcracker was over, because it is such an amazing time of year for a kid.
So did you take inspiration from any other Nutcracker productions when you made these changes? Or, I mean, how does that work?
Well, I think when Peter approached these two designers specifically, they really created this design together. And I think Peter's vision was to keep it a traditional Nutcracker in the sense of the time and place and the traditional Hoffman story. But he wanted to give it a lot more life, and he injected it with, or they, I should say, injected it with all these vivid colors and lush detail. So it's an early Victorian design. And often when we hear the word Victorian, we think it's going to be
stuffy.
Laced up and stuffy. And
right.
that is true of late Victorian. But early Victorian was very exotic and very diverse in all of the, you're going to see a lot of those details in this production. So they were all really excited about this concept. And I've heard him describe it this way, that he didn't want to reinvent the wheel, but he did really want to give it a lot of freshness and vitality. And he's definitely done that. He's reworked some of the choreography, adapting it to some of these new design details. And I think Margaret Mitchell and Christopher McCollum have done a great job working with him so closely, and they work really well together as a team. That's really important in a production that needs to be cohesive and functional.
So how long did it take then to redo this production?
3 years, right?
Oh, three.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
From initial fundraising and initial designs and sketches to now getting it on stage and the curtain going up on Thursday, it's been a little over 3 years.
So do you have a favorite costume? The Sugar Plum Fairy, the Mouse King?
You know, the Mouse King is really great, actually, now that you say that.
I actually like the rat. And I don't know exactly
all
what it
is. All the mice, all the fighting mice. The whole battle scene is very, very fun. But of the ballerina costumes, the Dewdrop Fairy and the Sugar Plum and the Snow Queen are really magnificent.
So it starts on Thursday.
Yes.
Tickets still available for folks?
They are, but they're going fast.
Yeah, so it sells out.
Mm-hmm, especially the matinees are close to selling out. So I think if people want tickets, they should jump online now. And I think it's important for them to go to balletidaho.org instead of going to another site.
If you Google it, you may be led astray.
Mm, okay.
Some scalping going on. So make sure you're on ballyidaho.org, and it'll take you to Ticketmaster.
Okay, and get the legit tickets.
Get the legit tickets. We don't want anyone getting cheated out there.
Especially this time of year, right?
Right.
I want to thank both of you for coming in and talking about this. Ballet Idaho's new Nutcracker will begin this Thursday. There are tickets still available. Our guests today, Artistic Director Garrett Anderson and Executive Director Laura Mulkey. Thank you both so much.
Thank you for having us, Gemma.
This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette.